98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
Auburn Opelika, like it this morning, your news talk and information station, as we have done, at least started it last year, and Sam's been the one to introduce me to this. As Sam, I'll bring you in and let you into. You were very involved in naval recruitment and being very involved still in the Naval Academy, and so it's one of those deals where you came to me and you said, hey, I got guys I like to bring from time to time that have to put in service work, and if you don't mind, get their story. So I'll let you kind of tell the story.
Okay. I'm a blue and gold officer. I represent the Naval Academy Admissions Office in the local area, and I interact with all the candidates for the upcoming class, and if they get far enough, I do an interview and send my interview right up to the admissions board, which is part of the admissions process. But these two guys here today are on what's called Op Info, Operation Info. It's a program where they allow midshipmen a couple extra days of leave over the Thanksgiving time period to come home and talk to prospective candidates and talk about the Naval Academy and what it's all about.
And David, that's where you come in. I'll start with you, as you're a local hometown kid.
Yes, sir. Auburn native, thankfully. So I'm proud to be from here.
And what got you into this?
So in high school, played football and baseball. Coach Adam Weingarten, the coach, super thankful for him and everything he did for me. Getting recruited, one of the coaches from Navy called asking about one of my teammates, and Coach Weingarten thankfully put me on that coach and said, you got to look at this Hickson guy. And that altered the course of my life. I was thankful or blessed enough to get an opportunity to go play for Navy, where I was a center last season. We were playing against SMU, got a concussion, had to hang up my cleats. So now I'm a regular midshipman, living out my time. It's been an absolute blessing either way. So now I get to come home and tell people about the Naval Academy and hang out on the interview on the radio.
Exactly. Well, what would be, what is your pitch? Because, I mean, some of these guys, when you're here in your home, I'm sure you recognize some of the people, or at least some of the names of people that you're going to be talking to. Just because you being from here, it's nothing. When did you graduate high school, by the way?
2021.
So you guys were in the new high school by then?
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Thing's a small college, by the way.
It is.
My daughter's it's her 10th grade year this year, so she's just getting involved in it, and so I have to go over there. And my other daughter's in her ROTC, so I got to go pick her up at the high school. That's where they do all their drill practice and all that kind of stuff from time to time. So every time I go up, I'm like, man, this is a small university that we got here. What are you telling these guys when you go visit? Guys and girls, by the way.
Right. So the main things I like to emphasize are just the hard work you have to put in order to maintain good standing at the school, and that everything is kind of up to you. So as a freshman, they really harp on that they're kind of doing everything for you. They're telling you where you need to be, what time you got to be where. And as you get older, you gain more freedoms and more responsibilities. And so now that Luke and I'm a junior and he's a senior, it's no longer we're being told what we need to get done. We just know that there's things that have to happen, and it's up to us to get it done. So it's kind of like the adult world in a way. Mm-hmm. You go from being a child to a big kid. And I just tell them that it's up to you to make sure that you're where you need to be. Just this last week, I had an instance with one of our freshmen where he was doing really bad in school, and I had some hard times at school when I was playing football. And so one of my classmates came to talk to me about doing bad in school, which I'm honored by, because I'm a former bad student. And so I got to talk to one of the plebes, and I was telling him, like, man, like, no one's here. Your mom ain't going to tell you to do better in school, and your roommates might tell you that you need to start working harder, but at the end of the day, it's up to you and what the effort you put in. So
has that helped, too, with you being a collegiate player as well as a high school player, that leadership role? Has that helped at all?
No doubt. When we were at Auburn High School, we had these little kind of – I can't remember what we called them. They're like teams in a way, where we had like eight – we had like called them like team leadership, team friendship. And I was chosen to be one of the team leaders. It was kind of like having squads in a sense at school. And so I guess you could say I was a squad leader of one of the little groups. And they gave us a lot of opportunities to have leadership experience through that. And being a center for the football team, there was a lot of days where I was responsible for calling out the defense and making sure that our offense was prepared to go against the defense we were lined up against. which gave me a lot of confidence.
And Luke, we'll get to you in a little bit because you said you have been handed your assignment. However, have you got any? Have you put any thought into this about what you? Because you'll be a senior here pretty soon.
No doubt. So yeah, I have about 360 days now. So he just found out last week. So I hope to fly airplanes and I don't know which kind yet. Maybe helicopters. That's kind of been something I've been really interested about. And that's a whole process.
Well, Sam may know a guy that can do that.
Yeah. He probably knows a couple.
Yeah. We may have had a guy in here, one or two, that have been able to talk about those rotaries. So, Luke, we get to you. You got your assignment.
Yes, sir.
And so now that you're your senior year, I guess walk us through probably in a short version what it was like when you first got there as opposed to what you're dealing with as a senior now.
Yes, sir. So I'm from Columbus, Georgia, which is right next to Fort Benning. I've had a lot of military experience, you know, as like teachers in high school, coaches on like Little League baseball teams. So it's kind of been like a thing that's nested in me, but I've had no military experience in my family. So coming to the academy was pretty fresh. It was pretty new. And so starting freshman year, they kind of just instill discipline, telling you what to do, telling you where to be. You don't have a lot of like opportunities to practice leadership besides maybe peer leadership amongst your other freshmen because, I mean, we call them plebes. You're lowest of the low. You're like a low classman or whatever. And so as you like go through your years at the academy, you're provided more and more like responsibilities and privileges are like what everybody looks at, right? Because everybody wants to have a car. Everybody wants to like not wear a uniform on Liberty, stuff like that. But
it's the small things in life.
Seriously, it seriously is. But as you're like afforded those privileges, you also are afforded more like responsibilities. You're given people to be like be in charge of, whether it's like making sure that their grades are good, making sure that they're passing their tests, making sure they're passing our physical requirements, stuff like that. A lot of it is just discipline and time management and kind of prioritizing like your different aspects. And as you get older at the academy, you get better and better and better at it. And it's to the point now where it's like, oh my God, I'm a senior here. You know what I mean? I'm in my last year. Me and my class of around 1,040 people, we just got assigned our service assignments for the next 5 to 10 years. And I was assigned submarines, and I'm already like getting emails like, oh, hey, get prepped for your nuclear interview. Like, it's happening. It's crazy that it crept up on me as fast as it has, because when I was a freshman, I had a senior that I looked up to, and he was from the same hometown as me. And it's crazy to think now, like, I was looking at a freshman that I knew who's one buddy of mine. It's the roles are flipped, happened so fast, and now it's just like we're gearing up for it. So it's been fun.
When you receive that assignment, how does that walk us through to the civilians out there in the world that are like, what does it mean you got the assignment? Like, you just do you put in for some for a few things that you want, and then you get chosen from there?
Yes, sir. So you rack and stack. So basically, over the summers of the academy, like in between your freshman sophomore year, in between your sophomore and junior year, in between your junior and senior year, you could do a bunch of like quote summer training. So you just don't go home for the 3 months. They send you home for maybe 1 month and you have 2 months of military training. And so for a lot of that, it's either like you go on a ship for a month and you're watching the sailors and the officers work on board, or you're going to be on a submarine for a month. There's people that go to Marine Corps like detachments and they get to do stuff like that. And so you pretty much have a good idea of like what you're going to get yourself into and what you're going to be capable or eligible of doing based off these summer trainings. So all the people in my class did different trainings to where they'd be flying planes for a month, where they'd be going to Quantico, Virginia and training with Marines for a month and being evaluated on that. And there's even some people that want to do special warfare and like Navy EOD to where they have special cruises in Virginia Beach and Coronado where they're going out there and getting evaluated on. So pretty much all firsties, or we call it seniors firsties, all seniors going into their senior year, they have a general idea of what they're going to be capable of. And so you rack and stack your preferences of what you want to do in the Navy. And, you know, on service assignment day, it's based off the needs in the Navy and your aptitude, like how your performance has been so far. So you get assigned your job, and then the next thing you know, you're preparing for it. And it's a crazy feeling, but it's awesome.
Sam, this is when you see the future like this sitting in front of us. I mean, we're talking helicopters and planes. We're talking nuclear subs. I mean, seems kind of bright for the country, right?
I'm glad, you know, proud that I'm associated with the Naval Academy and helping kids get in. You know, it's very, very competitive, and it's really hard to get in. And these guys, you know, are proving that the Naval Academy is still maintaining really high standards.
Yeah, it's when you always reach out to me and you say, hey, I want to bring these guys, because expectations when they come down, you know, do you ask them to do any certain thing, or you kind of let them be themselves because they know what they're supposed
to
be doing?
They call the shots. Okay. All I do is set up the radio interview and show up and try to sound halfway intelligent, you know. But anyway, you know, going back, you know, like I think it was last year, 93% of the first-class midshipmen got their first choice on service selection. You know, a very small number didn't get their first choice, but everything works out in the end.
Mm. I got to ask y'all this before we get out of here, because this is something that I even brought up last year. You can't go without, because everybody talks about, you got Auburn, Alabama that's going to be coming up in the Iron Bowl, but Army-Navy, walk us through that game. Walk us through what that means to you guys.
Yes, sir. I was never a football player. I'm sure David could probably talk on that. But
I saved him for last.
As a regular midshipman, oh my God, that game is our life. It's kind of crazy. We have a whole week leading up to it, to where the freshmen are pretty much like unlocked and able to do different pranks on the upperclassmen, kind of get back at them for kind of some of the pain that they've been putting on them. So that's a huge part of it. But the game itself, it's in different locations. I've had it be, it's going to be in Boston this year. Pretty sure we had it. Would you have in D.C. one year?
No, last year, Philly.
Philly last year.
That's right, yeah.
But anyways, it's in different locations, and traveling up and seeing, you know, the cadets, all of them there, all 4,000 midshipmen. And it's like, you know, you hate them for that game, but, you know, we're a lot alike in more ways than we are different. And, you know, after the game, regardless if we win or lose, you know, we're brothers. We're brothers and sisters, and we're all, you know, signing up to do the same thing, and that's defend our friends and family home. So that's kind of the, like, whole, like, responsibility of it for me. It was like, once I got that perspective of realizing that, you know, we're all the same, and that, like, it's kind of a brotherhood, it's awesome. It's really, like, biggest gathering of people that you're going to hate and love at the same time.
So from a guy that's standing down on the field looking up, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, man, like, it was a culmination of all the hard work you put in for an entire year. Pleep summer, I remember doing my push-ups and planks and sweating and smelling bad and bad acne and just wishing it was over and just thinking about running out of the tunnel and seeing all the people and the planes flying over and your family in the stands. And when that day finally came, it was the coolest thing ever. I mean, the last time I'd played a game was my junior year of high school, because I missed my senior year with my knee. And so running out of that tunnel, and the F-18s were going low and slow over us and rumbling, and 85,000 people screaming their tails off. It was one of the cooler things I've ever got to do. And I got to do it twice, which is more than a blessing from the Lord. And it's just awesome seeing, like, the people you, well, quote unquote, hate, like, you know, we bash all year long about, like, right, who's better. And one of my good buddies from high school at West Point, he, Matthew Rhodes, he plays football as well. And so we always got to take a picture and see him, and you get to see your family, and that's the last game of the season usually. And so there's all these things kind of coming to the end of the close. Your tests are about to come up, and it's just a great time of the year because you're about to go home. And but ending the season like that is always just such a gift.
Philly last year, Boston this year. Sam, I'll say this, is I didn't realize this till you brought the gentleman last year, that that Navy Academy, I mean, everybody, all expenses, they bus everybody in, they take everybody there that is a part of that game. So I think that's a very cool experience. Yeah. That's the stuff behind the scenes people don't know. They just see the pageantry of what's going on during the game.
Yeah.
They don't realize that there's a lot of work that goes into it to get every one of those people there.
All of the games that I attended as a midshipman were in Philly. And the day starts really early, you know, you get up and go to the mess hall for breakfast, and they serve fried chicken and ice cream for breakfast and stuff. So, and then you drive to Philly, and it's a great experience.
I'm sure that you guys have got a ton of stories to say. I got to get out of here because we're going to be running out of time. As I know that you'd said you got another year left, and then you're going to be, David, you're going to be maybe looking at a pilot of some sort. Luke? Man, best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good to see that we're in good hands. As you're a better person than I, man. I've been getting on a nuclear sub and jumping
thank
under
you,
the
sir.
Water. And Sam, as always, I hate I took you away from a golf game today.
Well, it's raining.
So you had a little bit of an excuse. So as we do this each and every year, I look forward to doing it again next year, right around Thanksgiving time as well. So guys, congratulations. Thank you for everything.
Thanks so much,
sir.
I
appreciate it.